and the two become one flesh. Wow. Marriage as it was intended is a beautiful thing. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. It is the union of man and woman that is truly the closest illustration of Christ and His church. There's a unity between husbands and wives, spiritual, emotional, psychological, and financial unity. It's that bone of my bones oneness that we celebrate every time a bride walks down the aisle. So why is it then that so many married people feel alone and lonely? They feel like they're living together but separately. No love, no kisses, no sex, no communication. Rather than oneness, they feel like ships crossing in the night. So what has happened? Why do some couples and even whole families feel like they are simply living together under the same roof, but completely alone, fending for their spiritual and emotional needs by themselves? Well, what can we do to change this? What measures can we take to keep the fires of unity in a marriage burning? Is our self-centered secular culture changing the being one with another to being totally immersed in one's self? Here are some thoughts and ideas to increase the oneness in your marriage. First, put Christ at the center of your marriage. I can honestly say that having a Christ-centered marriage has contributed to the quality of my relationship with my wife, Diane. As we grow closer to Christ, we become more loving and grow closer to each other. Two, attend Mass and pray together. When we go to hit the golf ball on the golf course and she goes later with the kids, the oneness of family is hard to achieve. Encourage your spouse's passions. Encourage her to get that degree, learn a new skill, take a new class. Encourage him to get that promotion, start a new venture, take up a new hobby. Become a cheerleader for each other. Four, no matter how many years have gone by or how many children or grandchildren you have, continue to date each other. That's right, have a date night. And not just once in a while, do it regularly and often. Fifth, practice selfless giving. Do something to help out, clearing the table after dinner, straightening up the family room after a football game, or finishing that project that you've been promising to do in a timely manner. Give up something that you would rather do to be with her and share together what she wants to do. Number six, always have a kind word and a genuine compliment and a goodbye kiss or a loving hug, and be generous with your time. And seven, marriage is work. So work at it. We have to practice being unselfish, putting our spouse's wishes ahead of our own. It's hard to be your spouse's best friend if you'd rather be somewhere else with someone else. I'm sure this isn't everything that we can do, but it's a start. There are many other things we can do as well to keep the unity in our marriage. Let's work together to change marriage and lonely to married and loving it. This is Tony Agnese.